I am grateful and honored to have the opportunity to address the conference of the WHO and FAO on behalf of Israel, and to describe some of our activities in the field of nutrition and food security, two very important issues in the society and public health today. Nutrition and food security are top agenda items within health, welfare, agriculture, and finance ministry throughout the world. We are challenged to constantly update our approach and seek the most effective intervention in these fields. Obesity and lack of food security are the leading causes of non-communicable diseases and can be treated effectively through public health policies and facilitation of lifestyle changes. The fight against non-communicable diseases must be a community-wide effort which would be mobilized by both public and private sectors. The international community, too, can and should play an important role in helping countries reach global and national health targets. Israel has achieved remarkable success in the fight against malnutrition and food insecurity through policy decisions and actions of its National Nutritional Council and financial efforts such as food distribution to poorer sectors of the population, and by expanding the school lunch program to reach more than 300,000 pupils on a daily basis. We have done so by allocating appropriate resources to the battle and by establishing channels for efficient cooperation between the national government as well as NGOs. The Public Health Services of the Israel Ministry of Health, together with Israel Center for Disease Control, carries out national health and nutritional surveys, and based the result of these surveys and under informational resources, health and nutritional policies are established. Public health experts work closely with ministries of education, environment, and welfare on nutritional-related concerns. Thanks to an enabling legislative and regulatory environment, we are able to cooperate with the academia and general community in conducting national awareness campaigns related to public health concerns. Programs to encourage breastfeeding and programs aimed at fighting childhood obesity have been introduced. Communication with the public is enhanced by the use of the media. In 2011, the government of Israel initiated a comprehensive national health promotion program with specific targets for the year to come and allocated budget accordingly. The ministries of health, education, sports and agriculture are the main leaders of the national plane, which aim to improve nutrition and increase physical activity among different target populations. We found that setting concrete benchmark and goals and ensuring dedicated and budget are the most effective ways to lead deep social changes that is required to achieve this target and cooperation with the food industry. The Ministry of Education has passed legislation banning provision and sale of unhealthy food in schools and had introduced legislation regulating the type of food included in school meals to ensure compliance with the Ministry of Health's sensible nutrition guidelines. The food industry began reducing salt content in selected foods within 11 food categories, including breads and dietary products, aiming at a 20% reduction in the average sodium intake of individuals within 5 years. The Public Health Services is working intensively with healthcare providers, hospitals, and health funds to incorporate dietitians and health promoters in all needed parts of the treatment, according to the international standards. Guidelines for identifying and referring patients at risk for nutritional deficiencies have been prepared. All geriatric and long-term institutions are required to retain services of dietitians. We have also developed guidelines and food baskets for emergency feeding, including for the needed and elderly. The Minister of Finance is working with us to explore opportunities to add taxes on unhealthy food and alcohol, and to decrease the regulated prices of healthy foods as a whole wheat bread. We are also making progress in promoting physical activity, and the public health care system plays, of course, a central role in these efforts. Healthcare providers and insurers are now evaluated also on their preventive care effort to be screening for BMI and obesity and encouraging adopting of healthier lifestyle. Mr. Chair, our former Prime Minister Golda Meir famously said that she never accomplished anything alone and that all her achievements were reached collectively. Israel highly values our continued collaboration with the international community on public health matters. We are proud members of the WHO and we are honored to host a WHO meeting. Israel is willing to share its expertise with other countries. We look forward to continuing our joint work together in a world free of malnutrition, obesity, and non-communicable disease. Thank you.